Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Parrish Knight in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Parrish Knight?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very cool name. That name sounds like a superhero or spy or TV hero. Parrish
yeah,
Knight.
A friend of mine told me that I should be a DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or crime-fighting priest, I think.
You sound like a fun night in the capital of France after one, if you follow me. Parrish Knight?
Parrish.
Well, welcome to our show, Parrish. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Parrish's topic?
Peter, so help me. Someday, I'll be the first man ever to perform the vagina monologue.
America has always loved the dreamers, the people who strive, no matter what the odds against them. So do we. This week, we heard a story of somebody pursuing their dream in the face of seemingly impossible odds against them. Only one of these stories is true. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
All righty.
First, let's hear from Mr. Tom Baudet.
Every little boy wants to grow up to be a fireman, and Nathaniel King got his wish. As a member of the Saratoga Springs, New York Fire Department, King had his dream job. That is, until the fire department required he take paramedic training, which included using hypodermic needles on other people, which caused firefighter King to repeatedly faint like an overheated old lady in church. After trying to help him overcome his needle aversion, including a suggestion to try hypnotism, which only made him sleepy, the fire chief was forced to fire the fainting firefighter. Easier said than done. King is now suing the department to get his job back and to recover lost wages.
A guy who's going to be a paramedic firefighter despite the fact he faints at the sight of needles. Your next story of a CareerBuilder.com disaster come to life comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Jolly Roger McPherson spent 4 happy years as a clown in Aussie Al's Circus, a small troupe based in Melbourne. That all changed last fall when the company was purchased by an Indonesian billionaire and avid clown buff, Santosa Malambi. Malambi insisted all 11 clowns enter the ring in a tiny clown car, which became a big problem for Jolly, who turns out to be clinically claustrophobic. After 3 panic attacks and 2 stress-related rashes, Jolly asked if he could just walk into the ring. Not funny, said his new boss, who did offer to pay for Xanax and a meditation coach. Jolly told the Sydney Morning Herald he is not giving up. Quote, my mission in life is being a clown. I'm not going to let a silly car drive me out. He did negotiate 1 concession in the auto act. He's last clown in, first clown out.
A claustrophobic clown in Australia. Your last story of a poor match of job to applicant comes from Mo Rocca.
Marcy Brennan grew up watching planes take off from Houston's Hobby Airport. In 2003, a dream came true when she was hired by the TSA to work security at Hobby. The only problem, a rare sebaceous condition known informally as Spider Woman's disease. Under stress, Marcy's palms emit a sticky gel, 140 times the consistency of human sweat. Patting down a passenger becomes messy, to say the least. As stress levels increase at peak hours, Marcy's manual emissions thicken even more, and the wearing of gloves becomes completely impractical. Passenger Mike DeAndrea was not happy. Quote, it's bad enough that I had to take off my shoes, but then to have this woman's goo all over me. Disgusting. At least one passenger didn't mind Marcy's viscous secretions. Squealed 6-year-old Jamie Rinaldi, it was just like getting slimed.
So then, one of these 3 people is determined to keep their job no matter what the obstacle. Is it from Tom Baudet, a firefighter who's going to be a paramedic even if he faints at the sight of needles? From Roxanne Roberts, a clown is going to be a clown even if he can't stand getting in that little car? Or from Mo Rocca, a woman is going to be a TSA agent even though her hands are all kinds of sticky? Which of these is the real story of a striver, a dreamer, in the week's news?
Wow, one of those is actually true?
Yes, indeed.
I don't have a clue, but I guess I'm going to have to go with the firefighter.
The firefighter.
The least improbable.
All right, you're going to go for the firefighter story from Tom Baudet. Well, we spoke to somebody who's very knowledgeable and sensitive about these kind of difficult issues.
The firefighter who is afraid of needles is very much like a 3 or 4 year old in my office. And so I would say to him, you know, of course this needle is going to hurt a little bit, and when it does, just scream your head off.
That was renowned pediatrician Dr. T. Barry Brazelton. One of the most random kind of findings of an expert ever. He's the author of the book Touch Points and a professor at Harvard Medical School explaining how he would help a firefighter or paramedic overcome such a fear of needles. Congratulations, Parrish. You got it right. Well done.
Hey, thank you.
Parrish, thank you so much for playing. You have won our prize. You have earned a point for Tom. You're a great guy.
Thank you, Parrish.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.